Ladies and gentlemen, we are coming back to Atlanta.
Right now.
Whoa. Mark your calendars because the second annual Black Effect Podcast Festival is happening on Saturday, April 27th. Hosted by B-Dot and Pretty V. Last year was nuts, but we about to do it bigger and better. We've got some of your favorite podcasts like Carefully Reckless, Horrible Decision, $1 million Worth of Game, just to name a few. Tickets go on sale today, right now. Go to blackeffect.com/podcastfestival. Get them. We'll see you there.
I'm Saleha Mohsen, and I've covered economic policy for years and reported on how it impacts people across the United States. In 2016, I saw how voters were leaning towards Trump and how so many Americans felt misunderstood by Washington. So I started The Big Take DC. We dig into how money, politics, and power shape government and the consequences for voters. With new episodes every Thursday, you can listen to The Big Take DC on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Imagine you're a fly on the wall at a dinner between the mafia, the CIA, and the KGB. That's where my new podcast begins. This is Neil Strauss, host of To Live and Die in L.A., and I wanted to quickly tell you about an intense new series about a dangerous spy taught to seduce men for their secrets and sometimes their lives. From Tenderfoot TV, this is To Die For. To Die For is available now. Listen for free on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I used to have so many men.
How this beguiling woman in her 50s...
She looked like $1 million.
...scams a bunch of famous athletes out of untold fortunes...
Nearly $10 million was all gone.
It's just unbelievable.
Hide your money in your old rich man, because she is on the prowl.
Listen to Queen of the Con, Season 5, The Athlete Whisperer, on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Something that makes me crazy is when people say, well, I had this career before, but it was a waste. And that's where the perspective shift comes, that it's not a waste, that everything you've done has built you to where you are now. This is She Pivots, the podcast where we explore the inspiring pivots women have made and dig deeper into the personal reasons behind them. Join me, Emily Tisch Sussman, every Wednesday on She Pivots. Listen to She Pivots on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hi, I'm Kate Berlant.
I'm Jacqueline Novak.
And this is Poog, an ongoing conversation about wellness between two obsessive friends.
Two untamable intellects.
This is our hobby.
This is our hell.
This is our naked desire for free products.
This is Poog.
Today's topics,
loosely speaking.
Vocal steamer. Sisyphusian me. Electromagnetic.
Look at us, actually in sync, able to really hear each other.
Converse.
To converse freely with a friend with whom you have a podcast.
Well, you know, I'm conversing with three in a way right now. I'm conversing with you, myself, and the voice of myself I heard when I listened back to last week's, trying to see if the delay would fuck us.
I don't know if you've done that in a while. Don't listen to the episodes.
Yeah, the mirror shatters.
I wouldn't be able to continue if I did.
A mirror in a mirror. Okay.
Oh, no. No,
you were buttery soft. You were cream. I didn't even recognize the woman I heard. You know, she was slipping into tones that you know, I can only pray were interpreted playfully. I mean, that's but they must trust the listener.
Oh, the tone is playful above
Here
all.
I am in Napoli, you'll recall.
I cannot believe you're in Naples.
I was headed to Napoli last time we spoke, I believe.
Look at you with your little cappuccino. You're just living in Italy.
Yes.
Unreal.
So I've been working my ass off. And in order that the times I take breaks aren't a complete descent into madness or things that will fuck me for trying to go back to working again, I've been doing sort of like these mentally nutritious breaks, which are the form of watching
prayer
right now. Dr. Joe Dispenza videos, okay?
Is that the potion? Is that?
No.
The slurry?
The potion.
Oh. Sorry, the slurry, the blueberry slurry.
Oh, no.
Who's that's Joe Dispenza?
Dispenza, as in dispensing nuggets. His premise is that science is the modern language of mysticism, something like that. And it's all the science of, you know, becoming supernatural. You are the placebo, all that kind of stuff. I've talked about it before, but like literally being chemically, we're chemically addicted to the emotions that we have regularly because our cells and our body.
Even if they're stress, honey.
Especially, it's neutral, but literally you have to think of this. I mean, it helps me to think of it. The fact that the cells have these receptor sites that they've developed for those particular things. And then when you don't, you know, try to give it its daily whatever, okay, whatever the given emotion is, it screams for it. Okay, it's literally screaming for it.
Fucking rules to hear that.
I know, it's comforting.
Even if it's negative, it's like, that's deeply comforting to me, just to interrupt.
Yeah.
When I think about it in terms of like obsessive thoughts, it's like, oh, you become addicted to the stress hormones. It's so wild.
It's very, I mean, anytime you can point to something being, you know, chemical or the body, right?
Yeah, run for it.
Right,
right. I mean, run toward it. Yeah.
You know, yeah. But there's a relief because you feel spiritually off the hook, right?
Yeah, yeah.
But then this whole idea of the body and the emotions as a record of the past. And so your body is in the past. And
your mother's past.
Have any change.
And her mother's past. I mean.
So the things that are flying through my head are, one, so if you try to make a change, you know, you try to have a different emotion than you're addicted to having, you know, it's not going to like it. And it's going to fight. And it's going to feel unnatural. Okay. And boy, do I hate when something feels unnatural. I go, this means it's wrong. This means it's wrong. You know?
Well, because what's natural might be the anxiety. What's natural and familiar.
Exactly. It literally is. I mean, what do you mean by natural? Yeah. If you mean your body is putting forward the chemicals that are, I mean, it's literally your body has made it. You think about it. Every cell has made it that it's natural. Like your body's going, something's wrong. Every cell that has these receptors for these chemicals. So there's that. So these elements of the science help me. They free me from the cycle of self-blame and moral whatever of, you know, or, you know, spiritual, like, okay,
yeah.
I'm not saying words entirely. Let me just pull them together.
And yet I still understand. Yeah.
So there's that. So then we have to, you know, call on something else to think. You know, he always says, you know, greater than, not equal to our emotions, our body, our current environment. And this is, you know, what it means to have a vision. And as we know, I've been around and about, okay? And I've not been at home in my routine, right? So I've been thrown into all sorts of things, including, you know, pasta.
Neuroplasticity, baby.
Well, that's the other thing. He actually shows the video, and it's my favorite thing in the world.
What video?
Of watching neurons literally, physically wire together, and neurons pruning themselves when you stop firing them. The connections.
Hell yeah.
It's.
Here we go.
Physical. It's material, folks. Okay? So.
Damn.
So consciousness, there it is. All right. Anyway, and you know, it's, but you know, becoming awareness, you know, the moment that you step back and are observing the thoughts, you're no longer the program, you're the consciousness observing the program.
Right.
You know, all of it, but it's so all, cool. But he presents it all with the science is very satisfying. And like the second I paused, you know, the video to then come over to do our recording, you know, I sort of fell into a thing of how I was tired.
yeah, sure. Yeah.
And overwhelmed and whatever. It's just, I've always known that you can just change a thought and just fucking go for it. Like, run the thought. The idea that you could also attempt that with emotion has always seemed like, oh, well, that's, you know, that's, oh, what am I going to do? Just like feel happy? Like, or, you know, kind of like throw yourself into it, like faking it. Sort of. And it's like, you could do that. Like just as easy as you could say words in your head, you could do it. You might have like doubt while you're doing it, but you could still, I don't know. So there's these people, the radical healings, et cetera. I love nothing more than a radical healing. And he tells a story about this woman that, you know, gets up, does the meditation and decided, you know, she needed a change. And it was like She decided she wouldn't get up from her meditation until she was in love with her life. Or in love with life.
Oh.
In love with life. In love with her life. Okay, and start the day.
Okay. Yeah. And she's still meditating, folks. Yeah.
Well, no, she completely healed her body of massive disease, you know.
Yeah, see, that's the... What's that documentary? Damn, what is it? It's like a...
Is it a pro?
Is it called Heal or something? I haven't seen it, okay?
Oh, okay.
But it's like the guy... So my dad, my whole like childhood had like chronic back trouble, back pain,
right.
Back pain. And my dad...
Caught in the living room, right? Bed in the living room?
Caught
in...
There was a period where he, like, his back was out when I was a kid. Remember, there was like a hospital bed in the living room?
Yes, yeah. You said it once on Pook. That's the only reason I would put forth the detail.
Yeah, and he's like, my whole life, he's always like fallen asleep in this like back chair. Like right. He has to like sleep in the night half. Anyway, whatever.
Right.
The point is, my dad, who worships, you know, Western medicine, that is the, there's nothing in the house that isn't, you know, it's like, if you're sad, take an Advil. Like, it's, you know.
Yeah.
And the point is, he got into this book. It's this guy, David Sarno. He wrote this book called The Divided Mind.
Oh.
Anyway, it's all about like the mind-body connection, which I say this to say my dad, who's the least, would be the person least susceptible to this kind of thinking. Loved it. Bought the book for every single one of his friends. It like changed his life. And again, I haven't skimmed it since I was 15.
Yes.
I just remember there's, you know, marathon runner. Oh, her knee's out. She can't run. And then she's just like, my dad, you know, like deals with something and then she can run again. Like whatever.
Oh, of course,
I'm just saying, and of course I'm speaking here in the most, you know, the broad strokes, but there's something, I don't know if it's that documentary, but I watched like 5 minutes of something before I fell asleep once. Don't know what it was, but it's about a guy. I think it was that documentary on Netflix called Heal, where this guy suffers some like crazy back injury and he every night goes through his spine.
Yes.
He like goes to the vertebrae and like mechanically goes through. And it takes hours. It takes like 4 hours.
Yes.
And if he like falls asleep, he has to start again.
Yes.
And he did that forever. And then like, well, not forever, but he did that for like a year.
Yeah.
And then his back healed. It's like something crazy.
No, literally, Kate. Okay. Well, first of all, Dr. Joe Dispenza himself, I mean, he healed his back, okay, from a massive motorcycle injury. And they were about to... You know, I
chop his head off.
Yeah. They're about to put the rod in, you know, where instead of a spine, you have a rod or whatever, you know, no mobility, but at least you're living kind of thing.
The rod's hovering 2 inches above his back. He's like, wait. Yeah.
And it's like, okay, you've got a month or give me a month or whatever. I forget. But he's lying there and, you know, he's just he can't fucking move. And I think he's like, well, I'm lying here, so I can either like do something inside of my consciousness while lying here or just lie here.
Oh my God.
And then he went into,
wow.
You know, whatever. It's, you know, it's the whole process. And but I don't know how many accounts you have to read before you believe it, you know, and I'm irritated that I'm even heading in the direction of trying to convince listeners. I mean, honestly, okay. I'm like, read the studies. They're all there and they've been there endlessly. Oh, but here's the big thing. I think I tried to tell you about this recently, but it's fresher now because I'm watching it. Oh, but he healed his mind. I mean, he healed his mind. Indeed he did, didn't he? He healed the back completely. Okay. There's this other book, How the Mind Can Heal the Body. This one guy, he was in pharmaceuticals, which I always appreciate.
I got to do that for migraines.
Yeah.
Although I'm just like, the migraines.
What?
No, I'm just thinking my migraines. And the years, like the medication I've been on for 4,000 years that like probably means like if I were ever having a kid, like their like arms would be coming out of their eye sockets.
Say the word migraine. Yeah.
For the baby's first word's migraine.
Yeah.
What'd you say?
Yeah. No,
my baby's first word is going to be Trexamet.
Right.
Trexamet, which is the pill I've been taking forever. Anyway,
because the other thing that I find pleasing is that when you watch the videos of the other people who have healed and who've done this to heal, that literally reinforces your own belief in it, which reinforces your ability to do it.
Mirror neurons. Mirror
neurons. And so then the whole thing, so then you have the person get on stage, talk about how they've healed, and people are throwing down their crutches. Okay, like listening to that. And, you know, he was just describing someone coming up to him and going, Dr. Joe, then why aren't I living in Santa Fe? Okay. And he's like the person without personality, whatever. Stuck in the past, the emotions, the, sorry, I'm flying, I'm soaring. Okay. I'm like, it's like a wild.
You're soaring collage. Above the city and I'm, yeah. Okay. It's a wild collage.
Pull me back. Okay. So, because I need you to know.
No, but I love this. I love this. I'm excited.
One last thing. I'll close it on this.
Yeah.
And I've said this before, but I had it affirmed today in the video. The brain, electrical signal. The heart, magnetic, literal magnetic field. Okay. If you bring heart and the intention, then you get electromagnetic. Okay. So, intention, the secret, whatever the fuck. It can't just be all in the head, and it can't just be all in the heart. Bring them together, you're a god.
Make a soup. Yeah, completely.
Anyway, I just wanted you to lock in on that.
That's, I'll say that when I went to see an energy worker who I've seen twice, she was very much like, you're in your head. You know, we have to bring you down into the heart. We have to bring you down to the feet. So that's all head. All head. Mm, that's where I go.
Yeah.
That's got to go back to the body. Anyway, just had a matcha. There's where I'm staying here in New York, there's I've never done IV therapy.
Yes.
You know, where you get like a vitamin push or whatever. Have you ever done that?
Yes, remember I did a couple months ago and talked about it on Poog. Remember we were talking about the nurse who did it and I was saying, and actually it was a slightly weird angle. She got it in, but it was a slightly discomforting angle, but I didn't
hell, mind. Hell, hell. Oh Christ. I've never done it. I get scared. This is also like my mother's voice. Like I once mentioned it. My mother was like, you'll get a staph infection. Or she was like, you'll get sepsis. Who knows what those needles have been, like whatever. So I'm scared. And there is something that feels scary about something that's like,
yeah, of course. You know,
non-essential, pseudo cosmetic, like
intravenous.
It just freaks me out. Yeah. Like, oh Christ. But then of course I'm like, it's so I walk by this place and it's like, nurse, like registered nurse IV therapy, and it's like succulents and freaking, you know, they have like CBD bomb and you know, it's just completely marketed to me, and guess what, it worked. I was like, I'll be safe there. And so now I'm thinking about going to get a freaking drip this week. And then I have a friend who gets one all the time, and she was saying if she's, you know, she knows she's gonna go to a party or perhaps, you know, imbibe a few extra cocktails, she'll do a hydration push the day of. And then you freaking don't get hungover. And
damn.
You know, I'm doing my show right now, seven, about to be eight shows a week. And so I'm not, you know, I'm not drinking much. I'll have a couple cocktails a week, sure. But I'm so sensitive to it that I, you know, if there's a night I'm going to have, I might do the hydration push is what I'm saying. Okay.
Yeah. No, I think you should do that.
I have a premiere coming up. I want to have a Gibson, you know?
Absolutely. Yeah, I'm into it. I mean, I'm trying to think if
it's scary. How long does it take? You just sit there, you feel it entering your blood. Like that freaks me out.
No, no, you don't feel anything other than the needle at an awkward angle or whatever. But
what? And you?
I got some combo off the menu. You know, like I was like, it was getting the decision, the option fatigue, because it's like if all of these things are good, then why aren't I getting all of them? You know what I mean? Like. Oh, yeah, no C for me today, thanks. Like, it just sort of feels arbitrary. So, I don't know. I got, like, a bunch of things that at the time were the last terms that were hitting my brain from an article about nothing. You know what I mean? Like, recent familiarity is a glutathione, a glutamione, you know, a glutamine.
Oh, that's something I... So, one of these healers I saw, energy, whatever, they were like, you need... Is it L-glutathione or whatever?
Yeah, yeah.
Point is, I'm experimenting with a supplement. It's called like Zen, Zen supplement. And it's that.
Yeah.
They say you can take two in the afternoon, two at night. It calms you down. I've only done it at night, but I might start integrating the afternoon. I'll report back, folks.
Meanwhile, and I'll just say this as a joke, not quitting coffee, I imagine.
Under no circumstance would I ever consider it.
No, exactly. I mean,
yeah. But guess what? I really don't do. I do two a day maximum, really. But with the show, I have been indulging in a Celsius. Not every day. I've got the Celsius backstage, and sometimes, let me tell you, I got to do it. And you know what I got that I'm excited about. I feel so.
Did you get the still finally?
I got the still. I got the still.
Time still. The green tea peach stage time still.
You're right. The stage time still makes sense. I'm excited. I am a vocal steamer that I'm going to start integrating next week.
Hell,
I'm really
yeah.
excited to report back up.
So you got a specific vocal. My jealousy cannot, like, I can't tell you, my heart sank realizing I have four things at home. None of them are specifically vocal. Last week, I'm telling you the Dr. Gross will do.
Oh, yeah.
I'm like, oh, my show surely suffered because I didn't use.
No way. The Pure Mist. I think it's called the Pure Mist.
They're always called that, coming. Though. That's why it's hard to lock in.
Right. But this is like a handheld. I'm going to try it out. But do you have a sensitive, like my voice does, do you feel yours being depleted? Like I do.
I lost my voice when I got sick and had to cancel like a week of shows. It was gone. It was really embarrassing.
I remember you had sick, but I didn't know that you lost your voice completely.
Yeah. No, there were other times I had like colds and I just performed the show like. Whatever that shit is that dries you out.
Well, guess what I've been doing quite religiously? Fend.
Well, there it is. She's finally done it.
And I'm not here to go, oh, Fend stops COVID, but I am being quite careful. You know, I'm being COVID conscious over here, but definitely not being a monk, but avoiding eating indoors and whatever. But I've been fending every morning and every night.
Every night.
And before the show.
Well, right. Before you go out is when you most need it.
Well, you're supposed to do it, I think it's three times a day. Morning, afternoon, evening. Two pumps in the morning, two in the afternoon.
I don't recall those. All I recall is that you do it and it lasts for about 6 hours.
I believe what they say on the little box is like three times a day.
Well, there is new packaging because the little guy is new. But I have the little guy, but I haven't read. I've torn into the package like an expert.
No, I was going to say, unfortunately, there is like a plastic issue. Like it is quite, feels a little wasteful. It's a 30 day.
Oh.
It lasts 30 days. It's a little plastic thing. You know, it's unfortunate that you can't just refill it. I will say that. Okay.
Hey, everybody. Welcome to Across Generations, where the voices of Black women unite in powerful conversations. I'm your host, Tiffany Cross. I want you all to join me and be a part of sisterhood, friendship, wisdom, and laughter. In every episode, we gather a seasoned elder.
But even with a child, there's no such thing as the wrong thing if you love them.
Myself, as the middle generation, I don't feel like I have to get married at this big age in life, but it is a desire I have and something that I've navigated in dating. And a vibrant young soul for engaging intergenerational conversations.
I'm very jealous of your generation that didn't have to deal with Instagram and Tinder.
This is Across Generations, where Black women's voices unite, and together, you know how we do, we create magic. Listen to Across Generations podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Something that makes me crazy is when people say, well, I had this career before, but it was a waste. And that's where the perspective shift comes, that it's not a waste, that everything you've done has built you to where you are now. This is She Pivots, the podcast where we explore the inspiring pivots women have made and dig deeper into the personal reasons behind them. Join me, Emily Tisch Sussman, every Wednesday on She Pivots as I sit down with inspiring women like Misty Copeland, Brooke Shields, Vanessa Hudgens, and so many more. We dive into how these women made their pivot and their mindset shifts that happened as a result. It's a podcast about women, their stories, and how their pivot became their success. Listen to She Pivots on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
What does optimism look like? I'm on a quest to find the people who inspire us to dream more and do more. I'm Simon Sinek, and I host a podcast called A Bit of Optimism. I talk to all sorts of people, from the chairman of the Joint Chiefs of Staff to a hairdresser on Instagram who gives out free haircuts to the homeless, from the CEOs of the world's largest companies to the comedy writer who visited the wreckage of the Titanic. I love talking to leaders, artists, authors, and eccentrics about life, leadership, purpose, mental fitness, human skills, high performance, and other curious things. It leaves me feeling wiser, more inspired, and, well, more optimistic. because after all, this is a bit of optimism. The world is full of magic and wonder, if you know where to look for it. Listen to A Bit of Optimism on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
You can't fully understand the moment we're living in without knowing where we've been. On every episode of NPR's Throughline, we take a story from the news and go back in time to where it started, where it really started. To answer one important question, how did we get here? Find NPR's Throughline on the iHeartRadio app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey, my name's Jay Shetty, and I'm the host of On Purpose. I just had a great conversation with Michael B. Jordan, and you can listen to it right now. Michael is known for his performances in both film and television. His breakout role was in Fruitvale Station, playing Oscar Grant, which earned him widespread praise and numerous award nominations. His portrayal of Killmonger in Marvel's Black Panther, one of my favorites, further solidified his status as one of Hollywood's leading actors, earning him widespread acclaim for his complex and compelling performance. In our conversation, Michael really opens up. You're going to love listening to it, and I can't wait for you to check it out.
The closest to getting what you want is always the hardest. It's always the feeling when you're getting ready to, you know, people give up right before they get what they've always wanted to get. People quit.
Listen to On Purpose with Jay Shetty on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcast, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Look at the shape of this water bottle. Isn't it beautiful? I don't know if you can tell. It's glass and it's just got a really nice
Italy. Unreal. Even the bottles there, sensuous.
Oh, I had a new idea. We talk of mornings could be huge. But then I go, and maybe this is just me wrestling, you know, with the noonday demon or something. But I start to go, I never feel right in the day. Okay. And I go, it's always been about night for me. It's always been about night. Who am I? Okay. I'm a woman under the stars, right?
Yeah.
And I go,
yeah.
But that's always taken the form then of night is this, you know, these depths to plumb with ecstasy and pleasure and unraveling and all this kind of stuff. And then, but there's something about it where I go, well, maybe I should be unraveling, you know, do my unraveling into pleasure in the day. Okay. Because it's not my favorite time. And then because night is already luscious to me, maybe I should become a monk at night. Okay. Maybe night should be an entire spiritual journey. So it's breakfast and television in the morning.
Mm-hmm.
And then the other reason is, because I have this horrifying feeling daily that I only remember what it means to be alive slash who I am or want to be, you know, like maybe 13 to 15 hours into any given day. And then by then I'm tired and the day, you know, and I go to sleep and then the ball rolls back down the hill. Sisyphusian me, okay?
Mm-hmm,
So I've wondered, well, okay, then perhaps, no, again, instead of raging my way through morning and day in the sun, fighting the fight, okay, against the feelings of day, and then going, oh, night is here, and then just giving myself over to food and television and an Aperol spritz here in Italy, okay?
As you must.
Then what if why don't I palliatize the morning?
Totally.
Why don't I soothe myself in the hell of day?
I think that's wise.
And then actually challenge myself at night when it's already. So imagine if I became a monk at night. Imagine if night was when I did profound meditation, you know, Tracy Under the Stars.
Wow.
And then sort of like meditated my way into deep dreamland sleep in which I get all the answers. Night is when I soar and discover and I take back the jewels. And then I awake, and creative work at night, all of it, to be a slug of the day.
Yeah, to get through the afternoon. Yeah, anoint yourself in the afternoon.
it's an intriguing idea.
It is. I've been, my schedule, I mean, the joy of doing the show.
Yeah.
I'm up late, right? And then I'm sleeping until My dream would be to wake up at 11 every day. I'm doing like 10:30.
Broadway baby goes to bed.
Broadway baby.
It's early in the morning. Manhattan babies don't sleep tight until the dawn. Good night.
What's that?
Baby.
You know, I've essentially never seen a play. What is that?
42nd Street. Good night. Wow. Milkman's on his way. Okay. Are you feeling it? So to me, that was the ecstasy, and that is the road ecstasy. Okay. The ecstasy of being a performer is that the work is at night. Technically, you are the monk at night. Now, I enjoy high and low. So I enjoy all day is a energy saver for the night's performance. So the peak is the performance, and then post-show unravel. So you go so high, mm-hmm. and then you unravel with dinner. You unravel
the
into
dinners,
the bed.
That's everything. I made a reservation this week for a corner bar, which I'm excited to try. It's a new place downtown. It's freaking Ignacio. It's his new restaurant. It's and I think this will make you fall to your knees. I'm gonna butcher his name, but it's Ignacio Matos, I think. And it's he does freaking Ultra Paradiso, honey.
Okay. I am humiliated. I think we should cut this because it was just revealed to me that I don't even know the name of the man who built me, and actually quite literally.
By the way, I'm double checking that. I'm double checking this. Wait, I don't.
You built me some hips. You built me some tits.
No, you can't. This is not getting cut. It's fucking hysterical. It's his new joint, and you're gonna love this. Guess what the inspiration is, bitch.
Hopefully not top
hotel room service. Oh. Hotel room service. Wow. Are you listening to me?
Oh yeah. Okay.
Are you absolutely listening? So we're talking about Staples. We're talking about the menu. By the way, last night got into bed. It was 12:30.
Is this a tale of delivery?
I had the reservation secured for next week. I started looking at the menu in preparation for next week. I'm seeing shrimp cocktails, steak au poivre, a burger, a spaghetti pomodoro, the classic staples.
That's what I was gonna say.
No,
I remember my friend talking about the disappointment of a room service menu that doesn't understand that you want certain standards, you know?
Yes. You're not there for a theme.
You're not there for their, you know, there's certain things you need when you have no kitchen. Let's remember, you have no kitchen.
Right.
I mean, you're at the mercy of them. I mean, not in the same way anymore, now that you can get delivery, as we know, through other means, but...
Sure.
By the way, I've really turned to Airbnb right now.
Did you ever turn away?
Well,
you
mean when I was in hotels on the road, okay?
Yeah.
I start to think, I can't have an Airbnb. It's going to be, it's going to be dusty. It's going to be... There's going to be doodads of someone's life. I don't know. It just starts to sound like it'll be horrible. And then when I'm doing Airbnb, I'm like, hotel is trash. And a lot of them are pristine and comfortable, and hotels are trash.
No, that's of course the horror of the Airbnb is they're it's not like you're often in someone's living space. People have,
made them into hotels.
Yeah.
Well, but then I feel like the true glory, and it's such an intense research process, Airbnb, and I love it. I get a definite, dopamine rush as I search. I get the hunt. It's the hunt feeling. And piecing together what's what from the photos and the reviews and the whole thing. And it's really, really involved. It's my whole brain is working. I'm bringing everything I have to it. And then the ones that are really, really just someone's managing this place. No one's ever lived here. No one ever will live here. And there's a brand name company running it. Those, even though they look pristine, it's I don't trust it, right? And then there are the ones that are okay, this guy's going to be shuffling out of his house while we're on the way in. And he's going to be coming back to grab half of a sandwich that he forgot.
Yeah,
okay.
Yeah.
And that is a concern. I almost booked this one place here and he was let me see if I can find a place to stay. Then yes, I can rent it
Christ.
Out. And I was actually no. I don't want to kick you out. And
yeah, that's insane. Airbnb likes to pretend they're offering some immersive, you know, and then they have experiences,
I
right?
Hate,
like, oh, here's like a food tasting,
it's,
and then it's like
always
the most
a food tasting. I have no okay. Like, wait, just take a minute with this. Imagine.
They're like, for $300, we'll take you to some food carts, some food trucks.
No, it's like imagine if you worked at Airbnb, and you were put in charge of experiences. Like, that was. It's like, oh, I work at Airbnb, and yeah, like, I'm head of the experiences department. It's like, so yeah, okay, what are we doing this year, experiences? And they're like, well, we're really trying to make it.
Let me guess, an IPA flight?
Relevant. Okay, you'll make your own tortillas, you know, the whole thing. But like, them trying to make it relevant and the whole thing. And I feel for them because.
I know, you really are feeling for them right now. I feel it, yeah.
It feels like a reach. That
leave it
can't
alone.
Quite take. Leave yeah. it. Be what you are.
No. By the way, you're the disrespect for the human experience to create an experience tab on a website. Do you know what I mean? It's like, no, the experiences will happen. In fact, here's how to ensure you won't have an experience. Book an experience.
Oh, wow.
You psycho. I mean, it's just like.
Well, you have to book.
Fundamental misunderstanding of reality.
Right. Well, you don't see a place through a tour. You tour a place through a tour. I just came up with that.
Well, that's okay, good. But by the way, if you're like on some stilted, I understand if you're like, oh, my brother-in-law is coming to town. We have nothing to talk about. So we're going to go scuba diving and have margaritas or whatever. Like, I understand that's the only way.
Well, sign me up, first of all.
I mean, that sounds great. Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, like, no, to be absolutely clear, a manufactured experience entered as such. I think that's what's almost the problem.
You have to enter with the awareness. Yeah, exactly.
It's almost like, the word experience almost offends you above anything else. Like, it should be like service. It's like... Oh, wait, but what I want to say is the search for the perfect Airbnb, okay, is when you sort of stumble into something that it's almost like no Airbnb is permanently like you, like this Airbnb, like you stayed a great Airbnb and it's great for certain reasons that cannot hold, for example. Okay. So like a good example would be everything's pristine. Oh, it's the perfect Airbnb. Everything's pristine. And it's because you're the second person who stayed there. Right. And so that will no longer be true in however long, unless they, you know, keep it up, whatever. All these kinds of, oh, you know, the hosts really made this one special because they actually left a whole tray of food and homemade spaghetti in the fridge for us.
Yeah.
And then, you know, that goes away because they realize they really don't have to offer that or whatever. So in Airbnb, it's a constantly moving target.
Yeah, they get sued because someone gets E. coli.
Yes. Okay, it's a constantly moving target. But that's why Airbnb still holds in the possibility of life, okay? The possibility of experience. Because it's like you're passing through a moment where for whatever reason this room is being rented out, right? Here, right now, this one we're in, okay, it's just great. We risked it. There were only like two reviews. That's the other thing.
Big risk. That's
price.
Scary.
Price versus okay risk. Okay, with Airbnb, they do lower prices when they have fewer reviews, so they can get their good reviews in. So that's another way. So you take the gamble.
You're on the bottom floor
because people don't want to book it. It might be amazing, but if there's no reviews, no one's going to book it. You're not going to book $300 a night for no reviews.
I saw a place like that I almost booked in Buenos Aires. It was unbelievable. Yeah. It looked so special. It was like too magical.
Yeah.
And it only had 3 reviews. And I was like, well, clearly this is a thing where you show up and then they push you. They like
into the river.
You
know, yeah.
Instantly behead you.
Instantly behead you and make and thus make no profit. Right. But it's like this one feels like these people have this. And also the mystery, like the not entirely knowing, but sort of putting it together. Like, so this one, it's like. We can't quite tell if they like own this entire sort of building of apartments or if this one is the downstairs. Like, we don't know exactly what's going on. We know they're in the building. You know what I mean? And like, you know, like they created a guest apartment for loved ones and friends on occasion to come or something like that and have everything they need. You know what I mean? Like, have what they need. Da, da, da. No, there isn't AC in the main room, but there is in the bedroom where you really need it when it's hot.
I always think that the bedroom is the place to get it.
So I'm just slipping yeah, into this moment in this particular Airbnb that is right.
I'm going to do a hard left turn and say there was about maybe 8 minutes ago, I made a sound of glee, I was like, oh, and it sounded like I was reacting to what you were saying. But I have to be honest, and I was listening. I was present for you. But the thought entered my mind, and we haven't even discussed this. We're discussing it on air live. They're coming to New York. We haven't talked about it. But I found out like a peasant that you are coming to New York. I'm so excited. Not heard at all. I just mean that I was like the glee. I saw you were doing a show in New York and I went, well, look who's coming into town. And now in this moment I go, I'm taking you out for dinner. Where are we going? And I got Corner Bar. It all started to flash in front of my eyes. And
oh, because just you already hold reservation. Well, here's the thing. I know nothing yet. I cannot even imagine that I will be in New York yet. Okay, you can do all of this because it is going to happen because I booked a show.
What do you mean that you'll be in New York yet? You have a New York show.
And I can't think about it right now. Okay.
Oh, I see what you're saying.
You know what I'm saying? I really struggle. Well, okay. Booking it at all. Booking anything. Okay. So the fact that is a certain number of days out when I have a lot that must be accomplished between now and then. Okay. Is nearly impossible.
I understand. Well, just know that you're going to accomplish it. Well, just know that you're going to accomplish it. And guess what? We're going to have an incredible meal.
No, I have faith. You just have to hold it in your head.
You're going to come to my show. You coming to my show and then us getting dinner is all I could ever imagine.
No, I know. And you just you just hold it in your head because it's giving me anxiety. My stomach's flaring.
Okay, I'll keep
anxiety.
It in mind.
Okay.
I'll keep it in mind.
Okay, I was already worried, actually. I was like, oh, Kate's going to come at me with words like 7 o'clock, 10:30. Again, these kinds of words that you know, like I – but and also I'm away, right? I'm so away. And I'm also thinking of turning right back around, going right back to Europe.
Wow, fabulous.
Airbnb. Okay. There's some spots I've located for $39 that look like a dream. Now, can you get to town? No.
So cool.
So you better get your groceries. But might the beauty of the land.
Oh, who needs town?
Although, so cool. Technically, I might need town or be able to walk to town. Because.
Well, by the way, I need town.
Yeah. I mean, the dream. Walk to the sea, walk to the town. And these places exist all over these countries.
I've already been dreaming about my after it because I will have done, it'll be two months of shows. I'm going to have some time off and I'm already dreaming. And I think I got to snorkel again.
Yeah.
I think I want full tropical
it's the ultimate.
You guessed it, Hawaii. I'm thinking about Hawaii.
Place I've never been and a place that nary a brand has come out to reach out to us knowing that we, despite me actively pitching water motorsport companies, concepts, conceptual ideas, Gucci, Times, I say Times, Gucci X, Seabob, my first vision, us in full Gucci, riding a Seabob down into the sea.
Yeah, you had a genius idea.
And, you know, somebody is in a department. And somebody has had a boss say yesterday, we need to shake things up around here. Okay. We need to, you know what I mean? And this is when you come in.
I'm going to say this again.
With Poobs, press kit. Yeah. And you say, these are the girls. I think we need to bring them to Hawaii. These are the girls.
Why aren't we in a Rodarte campaign? I'm just going to say that. And I've said it before. And surely it's going to get to the girls. And it's just... It's time.
Hey, everybody. Welcome to Across Generations, where the voices of Black women unite in powerful conversations. I'm your host, Tiffany Cross. I want you all to join me and be a part of sisterhood, friendship, wisdom, and laughter. In every episode, we gather a seasoned elder.
But even with a child, there's no such thing as the wrong thing if you love them.
Myself, as the middle generation... I don't feel like I have to get married at this big age in life, but it is a desire I have and something that I've navigated in dating. And a vibrant young soul for engaging intergenerational conversations.
I'm very jealous of your generation that didn't have to deal with Instagram and Tinder.
This is Across Generations, where Black women's voices unite, and together, you know how we do, we create magic. Listen to Across Generations podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Something that makes me crazy is when people say, well, I had this career before, but it was a waste. And that's where the perspective shift comes, that it's not a waste, that everything you've done has built you to where you are now. This is She Pivots, the podcast where we explore the inspiring pivots women have made and dig deeper into the personal reasons behind them. Join me, Emily Tisch Sussman, every Wednesday on She Pivots as I sit down with inspiring women like Misty Copeland, Brooke Shields, Vanessa Hudgens, and so many more. We dive into how these women made their pivot and their mindset shifts that happened as a result. It's a podcast about women, their stories, and how their pivot became their success. Listen to She Pivots on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
You can't fully understand the moment we're living in without knowing where we've been. On every episode of NPR's Throughline, we take a story from the news and go back in time to where it started, where it really started. To answer one important question, how did we get here? Find NPR's Throughline on the iHeartRadio app or wherever you get your podcasts.
What does optimism look like? I'm on a quest to find the people who inspire us to dream more and do more. I'm Simon Sinek, and I host a podcast called A Bit of Optimism. I talk to all sorts of people, from the chairman of the Joint Chiefs of Staff to a hairdresser on Instagram who gives out free haircuts to the homeless, from the CEOs of the world's largest companies to the comedy writer who visited the wreckage of the Titanic. I love talking to leaders, artists, authors, and eccentrics about life, leadership, purpose, mental fitness, human skills, high performance, and other curious things. It leaves me feeling wiser, more inspired, and, well, more optimistic. Because after all, this is a bit of optimism. The world is full of magic and wonder, if you know where to look for it. Listen to A Bit of Optimism on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey, my name's Jay Shetty, and I'm the host of On Purpose. I just had a great conversation with Michael B. Jordan, and you can listen to it right now. Michael is known for his performances in both film and television. His breakout role was in Fruitvale Station, playing Oscar Grant, which earned him widespread praise and numerous award nominations. His portrayal of Killmonger in Marvel's Black Panther, one of my favorites, further solidified his status as one of Hollywood's leading actors, earning him widespread acclaim for his complex and compelling performance. In our conversation, Michael really opens up. You're going to love listening to it, and I can't wait for you to check it out.
The closest to getting what you want is always the hardest. It's always the feeling when you're getting ready to, you know, people give up right before they get what they've always wanted to get. People quit.
Listen to On Purpose with Jay Shetty on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcast, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Inside. I abandoned my productivity worksheet. You know, and I was thinking about this. I use them to stir myself into action, and then I go, I don't need it anymore. And then I'm going, I'm acting, I'm working, and then it all falls apart. And I go, well, whatever happened to that productivity sheet I was filling in the little grid? And then I realize why it's all falling apart. It's the constant, it's the novelty of the new.
Oh, shit. Yeah. And what a novelty it is. What a drug she is, that newness. And how she fades.
Boy, does she fade. Boy, does she, the pallor.
Oh, can I say something? Which just, please. This is completely, again, I'm not married, but this I thought was so cool. I was with my friend last night. He's a genius, and she's been married for 15 years. And she was like, there's this new phrase that I really like, which is, what is it? It's like normal marital hate. And that like marital hatred is actually like completely normal and healthy. And that like, it's like the fact that it's like not discussed is like so poisonous to long-term relationships. It's like, no, normal marital hate.
Right.
Like,
right. If it's being like, if it's like, no,
I hate you. Like, yeah. Like, I just thought that was cool. Just to completely.
Like, no, it's perfect. Perfect all the time.
Just to throw that in.
To crack.
And then also, yeah, it's cool. And
shadow work within the marriage, but even just the mundane, the mundane nature of that. I'm so into Aperol spritzes.
Oh, are they like a pence there? They're just like, it's like water. You just turn on the faucet.
Everything's pretty cheap.
So cool.
But then last night I found these in a,
I've seen those. She's holding up a glass bottle of an Aperol spritz. How does that taste?
I haven't opened one yet.
So cute.
I'm afraid and excited.
I can't believe I'm not in Italy. This is hell. I mean, thank God I'm in New York City doing my off-Broadway show. Standby tickets are available every night.
Oh, well done. Good for you to offer some standby for the people who want to, you know, live life in the moment day to day. That's elegant. That's elegant.
The hags have been out coming to the show. I want all the hags to know we are actively working on merch. You are going to have merch. Okay.
Yeah.
We're
actively.
Because the homemade merch is the most beautiful, sweet thing ever. But we are getting it together. The merch is coming.
You people can't live like that.
No, we love you too much. You've given us too much of yourselves. So guess what I'm doing tomorrow?
What?
Going to Face Gym for a cryo facial, a cryo sculpt. Never had it done. I'm attending the Don't Worry Darling premiere tomorrow night. There, I said it.
Wow.
Still have to get the outfit together.
Exciting.
But the point is I'm getting a cryo facial. So will I be sculpted and snatched by 6 p.m.?
You will. Have you been hydrating a lot?
You mean on the skin? Sorry, I thought I meant water. You mean topical?
For once, I actually don't mean topical, if you can imagine.
Ooh. The hydration has been... So the other day, I, without even forcing it, drank a gallon of water. Just like naturally, I was just thirsty. And I was like...
Okay. So what is this? This is obviously not a gallon. This is a liter.
I think a gallon is... It's a gallon...
A gallon is the classic jug. Oh, you know what it is, right? Right. Yeah. I'm not sure. Sorry,
no, but I try to do... Some days I'm not good. It's true. I mean, I should be absolutely hitting 2 liters a day. Am I? No. No.
I think
I should be hitting three.
I've been doing decently well with water due to Chris's
vigilance
and purchasing it.
That's huge for you.
I wouldn't have a sip in me.
I have so much guilt surrounding buying water, but I'm in this position where I just don't have my normal setup, which I have at home of filtration. And I'm sorry.
Although, let's get real.
But tap water, I'm sensitive to it. I don't order bottled water at the restaurant because I just can't be brought to spend $8 on water. But I do have a plastic bottle, water bottle habit right now. It's not good. I'm ashamed.
Yeah. No, I have a half plastic, half glass happening right now in Napoli. Yeah, it really took the wind out of my excitement at drinking it. Indeed, complexity destroys mood once again. So you're trying to look whatever sculpted,
snatched. Yeah, of course.
You could do the really sick thing, which is super hydrate. Remember we talked about this? This is the one of these like, can you believe? And then you have nothing but
a donut or whatever.
Tomorrow you don't drink any water, okay? And because your body's used to processing water so much. You'll piss it all out and then you'll go, okay. And you'll be, your face will be made of so many angles. Okay. And
I'm wearing this dress. I think that's like this corset. It's so tight. I'm like terrified. I haven't tried it on in months. I'm terrified. It like won't fit or like it's so tight that like standing, it looks amazing. But will I even be able to sit, you know, will I even be able to sit through the film?
Corset usually really only gets at the, I think you're fine. And but isn't it amazing? I just want to take a second to think about how is there any like brand, not even branding, but kind of that did more for pushing all sorts of things forward, okay, than the concept of something that stars do to prepare for the red carpet.
Oh my God! Well, listen, I'll never.
Right?
No. It's
just, is there anything more seductive?
No, not a single thing.
Because the red carpet is the closest thing we have to, I don't know what.
Death.
The ultimate death. Pageantry. Yeah.
No, death. It's coffin preparation.
Right.
It's your own corpse that you're powdering and preparing for view, separated from yourself.
Right. The film of you on the red carpet. See, this is why I refuse to, if I should ever find myself on a red carpet, I won't say a single word. Okay. I won't say a single word because I can't, because that will be my coffin. And so I must only be silent. No speaking on the red carpet, I say.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
Was there a time when they did an interview in the red carpet? All we got was footage of them walking in. Am I insane?
There should not be talking.
That sound, the sudden breaking in of this, even the star's voice.
I more and more don't want to speak.
Yeah. So actually I am wearing, oh, hey.
Yeah. And guess what? The illusion is shattered because there was a God and now there is a bumbling fool.
Yeah.
There was
a chatterhound.
I mean, it's just,
and I'm not looking for the stars to be just like us when I watch the red carpet.
No.
It is the only fucking ritual that has any meaning for us. We're so used to it. So like you have like whatever makeup companies, they're called like red carpet or something. You know what I mean? Like we're so used to it.
Yeah.
But it is like amazing. Like, well, you know, stars, they go to this facialist for massage when they're getting ready for red carpet.
Yeah.
And you're like, what? Yeah. And it's like that same overkill thing when I wanted the people that handle hoarders to like do like basic straightening in my home. I'm like, I'll hire them. Because imagine what the overkill will do. Same there. Imagine if I got, you know, oh, they do that for the red carpet. What if I did it every day?
Yeah. Oof. Oh, well, I saw a friend sent me. It was, and again, we love Zip. But it's like the Zip Instagram. And it was like, this was what they said to do for you. I'm going to read it. It's poo. Why not?
Yeah.
Cleanse with Layu Biologique with Bioderma mixed in, which was interesting to me. I have the Layu. I was like, oh, the Bioderma mixed in. Cleanse off. Apply Mask Vivant, which I do love, a Biologique for 10 minutes.
Is that also BR?
Yeah.
This is on Zips. So yep. Zip and BR are in bed together?
Yeah. Rinse the bulk off with a hand towel and follow up with Rifa. What's that? Rifa. Don't know. Apply crystal gel.
Wait. Rifa is a...
R-E-F-A.
As far as I know. Yeah. Isn't that a device? Like a...
Oh, it says the Rifa. Follow up with the Rifa. What's that? What's the Rifa?
It's like a similar rolling device.
Okay, wow. What?
It's like powered by the sun or something.
Shut up. What?
Okay.
Powered by the sun.
Keep reading it. It's too hard to explain the collage.
Okay, I'm looking at it. Oh, the Rifa. No, Rifa. I basically have one of those. It's like a roller.
It's like two silver balls on the end of a stick.
Okay, right? Interesting.
But I believe
the
Rifa is said to have something more going on to it, some kind of magnetic something or other. It doesn't plug in, but there's some kind of...
Damn.
You know, I recall this being explained
to
me.
Well, we would like them sent to us immediately. It says, follow up with the Rifa. Apply the gel, the Zip gel. Use Shawnee's lymphatic drainage tool on top of the gel. Zip on founder's favorite, the Nano Current. Cleanse off gel, pat dry. Soak face in Biologique serum. And then it says Amniotique, Elastine, serum are all great choices. I have had the Amniotique, found it so hydrating. It's the texture of water. I couldn't believe the hydration it offered.
Wow.
Then Dermaroll.
What?
Always roll in the near shore. Yeah, I'm not fucking kidding you.
Wait, hold on, Kate.
I'm not, no.
This is on ZIIP's.
Correct.
Instagram. Are you sure? Not Zip Lover. Not ZipLover.com.
Beauty official. Okay.
I'm shocked.
Always roll linear strokes. Then apply gust.
When the tide rises, all boats lift over there.
Absolutely. And then it says apply the Augustinus Bader to eyelids. Apply cream mask via Vernix by Biologique everywhere you treated with the roller after the serum is soaked in. Then you'll apply the Metamorphic topped off with finishing fluid silk by Biologique. Make sure to sleep on a clean pillowcase. That's what we're supposed to be doing.
What, nightly or to prepare for the Oscars?
No, I think this is just like regular prep.
Oh, I thought this was... I was locked into my own...
No. Okay, it sounds like it is Oscar prep, but it's not.
I have questions. I have questions.
So do I.
Was this a, you know, The Godfather where they kill everyone at once? Is this happening simultaneously on every Instagram feed of all those brands? Did they get together and say, here is a 3-device, 6-brand... drop?
No. So there's a video here. Okay, here's what it is. It's her doing it. This is just her, what she's doing to her face. Okay, anyway, whatever. There's too much here to possibly absorb. Just follow the Zip Instagram account.
Interesting. And, you know, I don't know if this does anything for us, but I've seen others do it. Don't be afraid to throw a little Poog podcast sent me here.
That's for sure.
And it'll do as you will. Okay. Do what you know is supposed to be done. Okay. We can't keep on top of those sorts of things. Yeah. Look at me. I'm soaring off the promise of that single Instagram post. By the way, I'll say one thing. BR has never touched my face. Okay.
Wow.
BR has never touched my face. And I think it's time. Because I'm hungry and excited for something fresh in the mix. My dear old friends, the ones that I was giving the skincare advice to, come around saying that they've plateaued. Okay, that the wild effects of my initial product run, you know, now they're plateaued. My one friend literally continues to, as if to destroy me, continues to question the power and worthiness of an essence.
The essence has changed my life, and listen. I really feel the ferment that you told me to get, yes. The Time Revolution.
Yes.
I'm sorry, when Nisha? I use it constantly, I find the breakouts aren't happening, guys. Like, yep. I really, and by the way, she wouldn't mind me name dropping her.
Yeah.
The wonderful Sarah Squirm.
Yes.
She told me that essence has, like, changed her skin. Okay?
Now, hold on.
Time Revolution.
But did it come from me?
The Extreme Ferment. Yes, from Poog.
She heard it on Poog?
Yes, honey. She heard it on Poog. All right?
Okay, Poog. Poog is restored, baby.
Poog is back.
Poog is restored.
Poog is back. Poog is back.
Poog is back, baby.
It is fucking back. We are back.
Poog walks away so that you can watch us walk back. Because guess what? Poog looks good from the front.
Yeah.
All right.
Wait.
I
want to say that I had a BR facial at Rescue Spa. It's quite expensive. I had a microcurrent facial. I told them I can't do any extractions because I'm on camera. I'm close.
Yeah,
you can't.
Yeah.
And I got I was shocked. I got a facial massage with products, and that made my skin soft. Whatever. I just had a great. It was a microcurrent.
I had the BR facial.
You did. Oh yeah. Of course you did.
But what I told them, because I like to keep them guessing, the friends. You know, when they come at me with they've plateaued and should they re-up on the same products and the whole thing? Okay, you know, and I like to be kind of like I like to be like sort of rude and surprising to establish my dominance and power.
Like what?
So like my friend will send me these pics from TJ Maxx. You know, they have a beauty section with stuff on wild discount. And I was like, she sends me these photos of the entire, like every shelf in the store in that section. And then I zoom in and send her back what she should get. Okay. What she shouldn't get. But like they found some goop, you know, goop glow, like peel, like really, really cheap. And there was some Laneige products that I encourage. Whatever.
Ooh.
And then like there's like six shelves of vitamin C of various like brands that aren't brands I'm particularly interested in. It's a very specific kind of brand that you'll sometimes see. No, I'm not interested in. And I go.
No, I know.
I go, don't trust it. Vitamin C is a shelf life. This is not the thing that you want to risk getting at TJ's. Okay.
I have yet. Yeah. No. You're right. I've been using the Dr.
Still,
Gross.
Still no vitamin C. I have too.
I've been using that and I like it. The under eye cream, the brightening. I'm using the moisturizer. So I was a little worried the serum was a little too thick for me
or
something for the summer. The serum, the vitamin C serum stuff. It's a bit thick for the summer, I feel.
But you mean the one that's in a dropper, right?
Yes, yes.
Well, that one I see as it's in that because I think it's got real serious actives in it. Vitamin C.
I think so too.
I think protected. The ferulic acid or something might be in there because it's got that like, you know, meat smell.
It's the real deal. It's the real deal.
So I feel like at night, but I don't put it everywhere. Okay. That's the other thing. You know,
where do you put it? What do you mean?
I put it in the places that I'm specifically like really concerned. I'm not like working it into my nose at the moment. Okay. I'm putting it on the places where I see like sun damage and stuff. Cause like vitamin C.
God, you change everything with a word. She changes it all.
But I try to keep them guessing, you know, so that they'll stay. Oh my God. My one friend Deirdre, she's like, I got a, you know, a product sample pack of Biossance. She's like, you know, like sample of their line. And I was like, okay. I was like, glad that you listened to me when I said get Biossance oil, but I'm sorry, I don't recall telling you to get the whole line in any form or fashion.
Right.
And she's like, and then she goes, I saw it on Reese Witherspoon's Instagram. She goes, her skin looked really good. I go, wait, you didn't even get, you weren't even headed to Biosense because of me.
Okay, so it was race. Yeah.
Devastated. Yeah, I was devastated. And then said, and she's like, yes. I'm like, don't be seduced by entire lines. Don't be seduced by regimens. Okay. They're just trying to get, you know, they don't necessarily have the best eye cream just because over here they have something else. And so she's like, it just seems so easy. Like, you know, just one and done.
The thrill of the whole line. We talk about this all the time. The thrill of the line.
Yes, the regimen, the shared packaging. And she goes, it's just so easy. And I go, nothing's as easy as just buying what I tell you and not buying anything else. When they make purchases without consulting.
Anger.
I mean,
it's like, I see the anger.
It's like, don't come to me. Don't waste time at the master's feet, okay? If you're not. And whatever, but it's like the most fun. I have the most fun. Like, it's so God, fun. The Lord, fun. Lord knowledge. Oh, but then they're like, what's next? And I'm like, you want to take it to the next level? I'm like, yeah, re-up on the products. Keep it consistent. They're like, what about neck cream? I'm like, jury's out on that.
Just cream.
At present, I go, right. And I go, but I go, stretches.
Stretches?
He's like, yeah, I go, you know, it's about, you know, it's what's under the skin that counts. Yeah, neck stretches, neck massage, etc. You know, the whole thing. So what I'm thinking next is device. I'm thinking of introducing them to a device.
Yeah. I've heard.
Now, what's it going to be? Gym. Where does it start?
I've heard the face gym. Is that what you have, Jacqueline? The face gym microcurrent? It's like crazy.
Pure Lift?
Yeah.
Yes. It's amazing. I ordered it direct from the company, though.
Yeah, and do you love it?
Yes.
Wow. Well,
yes, it's stronger. And, you know, it's so strong. I was worried that it would cause problems in security. That's why I brought my humble zip. Okay.
They're not going to like that.
Who?
Zip? Zip corporate?
I don't know. I mean, it's like, it's suggesting that like.
And by the way, the zip creates a twitch. When I pull the zip over certain areas, muscles are moving.
Oh, no. The zip is.
We love the zip.
I still might recommend the zip because. First of all, the programming software is not irrelevant. To be able to go along with her and use the tool in specific ways for different purposes with different currents has real value.
And I swear by, I have to say, I swear by for breakouts when you feel it under the surface, I swear by the zip. Yeah. And guess who I also love, honey? SolarWave.
I know. I've got mine right here. Haven't touched it.
No. I really have come to depend on it. And if I have zits or something, I make a point to SolarWave over it. And guess what? The zit goes down. Wow. Healing time going down.
Shit. Oh my God. I twisted the wrong way.
No. Really hard.
It's loose. It's falling off.
No.
I didn't even go really hard. I don't know what's happened here. Look at this. Look at this. It's a nightmare.
Oh my God.
360 degrees of zip.
You just broke your SolarWave live on Poog.
Now, if this is.
They do warn you to not twist it the wrong way.
And now it will never turn off. No, I don't even know how it happened.
This is devastating. Okay, wait.
All right, sorry.
I'm just going to say that because I want to do another shout out because the zit sticker. That's how it's spelled.
You've mentioned it because of the horror of having to pronounce it that way. Yeah.
Yeah. And, but for a big zit, when you're like, oh no, the zit's going to completely ruin my life, it's astonishing. I'm sorry. It's astonishing. You put it on, sleep with it. If it's really bad, a couple days, a little micro darts, it goes down. It's like
micro darts.
Micro darts.
The application. Okay. Like, you know, when the technology appears, usually militaristically, and then they get the consumer applications or whatever. I'm like, it's me, the micro dart. You know, like, what else shall it bring us?
I mean,
I feel the same way about my glucose monitor, which is back on.
Oh wow,
glucose
she's
monitor,
back on it, folks.
Back on that, and the lumen. I mean, now I'm just, and it's interesting because it's data. I watch it. You know, last night my two Aperol spritzes
spiked.
Fried calamari, little calamari.
Oh my God, fried calamari was in my dream.
But it was calamari, little calamari.
Oh wow.
It was slightly different.
I'm going to get a cheeseburger tonight. I'm excited. Been craving it.
I'm going to head up the funicular. That's a diagonal train that takes you up jagged areas. They have them in states and a few areas.
God, what a dream. Please, please post more photos. Please send more photos. We do have to wrap it up. I'm going to watch tonight. Right. I do want to plug my stand-up special, which is now available to watch on Hulu. It's called Cinnamon in the Wind. I made it for FX.
I was there. I was there.
Yes.
Now, am I in the audience?
I made it for... Jacqueline's been so supportive. So are you ready for this? I haven't watched it in 3 years. I'm going to watch it tonight. Filmed this 3 years ago. Bo Burnham directed it 3 years ago.
I FX was in the house. Cackling.
Literally shelved it. And I say that also just to talk about just showbiz is a tough town. You know, you think here I am, my special, here we go. 3 years pass, never got a phone call. I mean, it really is that brutal. So the joy of it, it's finally out, which is really great. And I just want to specify it's completely different than the show I'm doing right now because there's a little, it's like, whatever, but it's out. People have been watching it, which is really sweet. I love hearing people watching it, and I'm gonna watch it tonight for the first time in 3 years, which is crazy.
I believe that certain things happen a certain way, and I think there's a reason that this is the moment that is supposed to come out, perhaps along with you doing your live show, the whole thing.
Thank you.
Okay, and so you must trust in that.
I do. I feel so excited,
and I've been worried about this time. I've been worried about this time because I've been worried that my laugh, now I don't know, maybe used, because there were two recordings, maybe used the early show or the late show, I don't know.
It's mostly just one, it's mostly the late show. It's like 90% the late show.
All right, then I think I was at the early one, because I was worried that my laughter was actually going to be a distraction. Not even just to Poog fans. Okay, I laughed so hard and so loud.
Oh, makes me so happy.
Seeing your performance.
I love you.
That I was actually concerned, like, it was going to like you know, everyone were going to be like upset. Like she
That's
somehow
like me
made it
when
about
I,
her.
When I saw you do get on your knees, I was like, and again, this isn't just like, oh, there's my sister, my friend up there. I'm like, I was just, and I maintain this. I've never laughed harder at a live show in my life.
I can't believe it.
By the way, like absolutely. Screaming with laughter, I did a thing which has never happened to me, where I was stamping my feet. Like I was involuntarily stamping my feet because I was laughing so hard.
I can't believe it.
And like howling so hard, like screaming, howling.
Oh my God.
And I too felt a little self-conscious, but everyone else was dying too. So it was, you know, I wasn't like alone screaming and howling. But anyway, it was the best. And I'll never forget it.
God, there's so much. No, it's just, yeah. I'm relieved in some ways that they're protected from that. But I was, yeah. It was pure ecstasy, and I know that there's nothing to be said. Everyone will see.
Well, I love you, and Poog is back.
Poog's back, baby. I love you too.
That was Poog. If you enjoyed Poog, please subscribe, rate, and review. If not, we will press charges.
Ladies and gentlemen, we are coming back to Atlanta.
Right now.
Whoa. Mark your calendars, because the second annual Black Effect Podcast Festival is happening on Saturday, April 27th. Hosted by B-Dot and Pretty V. Last year was nuts. But we about to do it bigger and better. We've got some of your favorite podcasts like Carefully Reckless, Horrible Decision, $1 million Worth of Game, just to name a few. Tickets go on sale today, right now. Go to blackeffect.com/podcastfestival. Get them. We'll see you there.
I'm Saleha Mohsen, and I've covered economic policy for years and reported on how it impacts people across the United States. In 2016, I saw how voters were leaning towards Trump and how so many Americans felt misunderstood by Washington. So I started The Big Take DC. We dig into how money, politics, and power shape government and the consequences for voters. With new episodes every Thursday, you can listen to The Big Take DC on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Imagine you're a fly on the wall at a dinner between the mafia, the CIA, and the KGB. That's where my new podcast begins. This is Neil Strauss, host of To Live and Die in L.A., and I wanted to quickly tell you about an intense new series about a dangerous spy taught to seduce men for their secrets and sometimes their lives. From Tenderfoot TV, this is To Die For. To Die For is available now. Listen for free on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I used to have so many men.
How this beguiling woman in her 50s...
She looked like a million bucks.
...scams a bunch of famous athletes out of untold fortunes...
Nearly $10 million was all gone.
It's just unbelievable.
Hide your money in your old rich man, because she is on the prowl.
Listen to Queen of the Con, Season 5, The Athlete Whisperer, on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Something that makes me crazy is when people say, well, I had this career before, but it was a waste. And that's where the perspective shift comes, that it's not a waste, that everything you've done has built you to where you are now. This is She Pivots, the podcast where we explore the inspiring pivots women have made and dig deeper into the personal reasons behind them. Join me, Emily Tisch Sussman, every Wednesday on She Pivots. Listen to She Pivots on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.